Welcome to the 12 Days of Marketing, where we share in 12 steps for your business to start the new year off right. Listen in with our host, Matt Halloran, as he discusses these important tips with some very special guests.
All right, Joe, this is podcast number 5 of 12, and now we're getting into the nitty-gritty of what's going on and what truly separates you from everybody else, because this is about business and life integration. My favorite thing that you say is balance is dead. It's all about integration. So let's talk about how you take advisors through your business planning process and making sure that life takes the front seat.
Wonderful, Matt. I think the first thing is, you know, we have to recognize that being an advisor really is a lifestyle type business. You know, there's no job here. It's not 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. It really is being available for your clients, thinking about your business. There was a question I asked advisors every time I was doing one of my talks, and I said, when's the last time you went 24 hours without thinking about your business? And nobody put their hand up. Because the reality is, we're always thinking about it. That's that business owner entrepreneurial identity that kind of bubbles up from time to time. Now, what happened was early in my career, I really focused on the business for my clients when we did planning. And as I said in a previous episode, you know, we'd have a situation where we'd grow the business, but my client wasn't any happier, right? And I believe, especially in this industry, you could do this forever. So this is about sustainability and lifestyle and business design. I think those are the two things that are very, very important here.
Time freedom and economic abundance. How do you... Okay, actually, you know what? I'm not even going to go there. I need to rewind on something that you just said there. It's not a job, but so many advisors that I work with still take so much pride in being at their desk at 7 a.m. and not leaving until 6, and that, you know, they don't look at it as a lifestyle, as the wonderful freedom you can have as a financial advisor. How do you help them with that paradigm shift?
I think first off is let's find out where we are. Why are we where we are today? So if I'm working with an advisor, somebody comes into my world, and as I'm talking to them, I say, well, tell me about your typical day. And I hear this kind of job-like description, right? I get up, I get to my desk, I do my thing, I stay. And then I sit there and say, well, how many weeks of vacation do you get a year? And, you know, I'll hear the typical 2, right? How many other days do you take off? And I'll hear like almost like they have a job. And I think what happens is that, you know, we as a society get caught up in the ethics of hard work, which there's nothing wrong with hard work. But in our industry, it has to be defined differently. Unless somebody's getting paid by the hour, tracking hours is irrelevant. It's all about output. It's what you get done in the day, not how many hours you sit there, right? And I think for a lot of guys and gals, quite frankly, you know, they don't think that way. They just think about putting the time in because that's what dad said, or that's what mom said growing up. Hey, you know, you want to be successful, you got to put the time in. Well, that's true to a certain respect, but if you're not really doing the things that you need to be doing on a daily basis, all you're going to do is you'll make a good living. Nothing wrong with that. But man, you could have so much more. This is the only profession, like you commented, where you can have economic abundance and time freedom. Take 12, 14, 16, 18 weeks off a year. You know, do your bucket list while you're in your 30s, 40s, and 50s, not in your 70s, 80s, and 90s. Very, very different dynamic there.
You know, the first time I heard anything about what you're talking about was an advisor that I worked with probably 10 years ago. And he used to spend 3 months out of every year on his boat. And he would hold client meetings from his boat, and his clients loved every minute of it. He would take the computer out and show them what he was looking at. And, you know, the clients were just so happy that he was still able to, they felt like they were being well taken care of, even while he was really, truly enjoying his life. So Joe, it's totally possible. Now let's talk about how you integrate that into the plan.
Right. So I think the first thing is, you know, what we do before we get into the business goals is I want to talk about lifestyle. So, you know, what do you see for yourself over the next 5, 10 years? What's your bucket list? If you had to, and here's the funny thing. One of the questions I often ask is, hey, if you had to do it all over again, what would you do different, right? Very interesting question. Mm-hmm. And, you know, 80, 85% of the time we'll hear, I take more time off, right? I'd work remotely more. So I don't think there's an issue with the desire for most of the advisor community to do that. I think it becomes a question of fear. Oh my God, it's a big change. And what I talk to my clients about, and I'll talk about it during my business planning sessions, I say, look, I'm not asking you to go from 2 weeks of vacation to 16 weeks in 12 months, right? Because that'll probably make your head explode. Too much change. But could we stretch it out from 2 to 3 this year, maybe 2 to 4, right? Could we stretch out some long weekends, right? Could we work remotely as a test now and again? You know, like your comment about your client that was on board for 3 months. Now, I don't know if he started from day one doing 3 months, or he said, well, you know, year one, I do 2 or 3 weeks, and I go year 2, 4, 5, 6 weeks, right? And so you gradually kind of keep creating what I call putting your hand in the clay and start shaping and designing things. And we've got to remember that playing with our calendar is the easiest thing to do. You don't have to make any edicts, any announcements. You can go do something. If you like it, you keep it. If not, you go back. No harm, no foul.
Yeah. Man, I really hope a lot of people listen to this one, because this is the life-changing aspect. And in fact, I think that it's very applicable to many, many aspects of financial services, not just the advisor themselves, because so much can be done remotely right now. I interviewed this great guy named Alan Moore from the XY Planning Network a little while ago. And one of the things that they really preach is the ability to have everybody be virtual and do the majority of stuff over Skype or over a video conferencing. And you're still being a fiduciary and still being available. Now, when it comes to making the shift, right? So after we figure out the life integration aspect of this, what do those goals look like? Now, you just talked about like kind of increasing time off, but are there any other things that you integrate into life instead of just time off?
Yeah, I mean, we look at a lot of things, you know, how you spend your days, how you spend your mornings, what your bucket list looks like, what kind of team you want to run, what kind of house you want to live in, what you want to look like, right? I mean, all these things we look at, because again, you know, we need to have more than just dollars and cents on the board. I really want my clients, my participants, to really have a grand vision, a grand scheme. A lot of it may do around charitable gifting, right? Things they want to do for the local community or their passions. When all those things integrated and articulated in the plan, because a lot of times you can take economic growth and tie it to something, you know, from a contribution standpoint, from even a fund standpoint. So we want to look for those wins. And it's funny, I think the longer an advisor's in this space and the more they become successful, if we're just talking economics, the more they really desire that freedom. You know, that's the biggest threat to their mind. And you could buy, you know, you can have freedom two different ways. You can create a model around it, or you can go buy it by hiring staff, right? Yeah. There's two ways to get freedom. They both work, but you got to know which one you want to do.
Now, we are going to talk about daily focus, and I'm super excited to learn from you about daily focus, because you keep coming back to that. I'd love, last time when we were doing podcast number 4, when I said, you know, if there's issues, you know, how do you get the advisor back on track? And you had said, well, we all immediately go to their morning routine. And what was the morning routine? What was the other thing that you called it?
Morning ritual and daily game plan. That's the left foot, right foot. Yep. Those are two things we hone in on.
And so for those of you who have been, you know, listening all the way up to 5 now, and we're about to wrap this puppy up. If you're not doing this, if you're not truly looking at your life and your business as living, so Richard Branson said, you know, I don't look as work is play and play, it's all just living. If you can make that psychological shift, everything changes. And I believe as an ex-coach, a recovering coach, and a recovering therapist, that if you don't have somebody like Joe in your corner to help you make that mental shift, you're not going to get there as easily. There's going to be a lot more issues. But just think about what Joe's saying here, everybody. Could you imagine if your life was like that? All right, Joe, closing thoughts.
I think the closing thought would be really a closing question. If you had to do it all over again, with a blank sheet of paper, knowing what you know today, putting your life and family and lifestyle first, what would your business need to look like? Answer that question and you're on your way.
Hmm. That's a heavy question, Joe.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, I'm personally going to percolate on that. And as all of you percolate on that, make sure you click that subscribe now button below. That way, every time we come out with a new one of these or any podcast at Top Advisor Marketing, it will show up directly on your listening device. And if you have not reached out to Joe yet, make sure you follow him on social media, check out his videos, and sign up for his business planning workshops. So for everybody at Top Advisor Marketing and for Joe Lucas, this is Matt Halloran, and we'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
This was brought to you by Iris.xyz, a platform helping financial professionals become better in business and life through new media and new voices.
Visit them and learn more at iris.xyz.